Finally, how long does it take to fucking make popcorn anyway? Whatever, you know you love me. I am glad you can make it to our movie night this week. Kinda sucks that no one else even bothers, but I don't mind spending time with my big brother. Even if he is kind of a dork. Oh, it's my turn to fit the movie, isn't it? Yeah, you know what that means. It's weird 70s horror time. Don't worry, I picked this out a while ago. I've never seen it. It's a sequel to one of my favourites, though. Or it's a prequel. Like, the original is about a family moving in and bad stuff happening, right? So, this one is about the original family that moved in and the spooky demon shit that happened and the murders that happened because of it. My friend says it's lame, but also kind of cool. She said I'd really love some specific parts, but she wouldn't tell me which ones. So, yeah, let's do it. Oh my god, try not to be so excited. Come here. Yes, all the way over here so I can lean on you. Cuddling is like half the experience. Plus, then I can pinch you. Okay, this is pretty normal so far, but does that seem off to you? That exchange between the brother and sister? Dude, she just asked her own brother what kind of girl he was into, and he said, "You're not my type." And then she asked if he liked girls with big tits. I'm telling you, I smell weird incest undertones. Ah, you're right, it's probably nothing. Seriously though, like, would you move into a house if you knew murders had happened there? But what if the price was really good and I, like, paid for half of it? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, yeah, I mean, it does seem unlikely that we would live together on our own house. It was just an example. See, I'm with you. A good deal is a good deal, even if you do get a little possessed. Oh, yeah, this is. Yeah, creepy. I mean, how he's looking at her and interacting with her, that's not the way you're supposed to look at your sister, for sure. Oh my god, stop giving me that creepy stare. God, okay, so he just. Wait, what? He has her panties? Why does he have her panties? Oh my god, he just flat out told her he stole them from her laundry. What the fuck? And she's okay with it? This movie is fucking weird. You've never done that, right? I'm asking you if you've ever stole my panties. No? Really? Not even once? You've never even been tempted? Oh, sorry, no, the movie is weirding me out, I guess. No, we don't have to stop it. I'm fine. Oh God, here we go. He's asked his sister to play a game. The incest undertones are now officially just tones. Pretend to be a model so I can take your picture. That is so lame. Oh my God, I can't believe he just said it. Take your nightgown off. Like that would ever work. I mean, wow, she just took it off. She's nude. He asked her and she did. She didn't object or anything, like just giggled and showed everything to her brother. God, that's so unrealistic, even if she is super into him. Oh boy, they're really just fucking now, aren't they? Just like that, an older brother railing his little sister. These 70s horror movies are really fucking wild. If you asked me to take my shirt off, I wouldn't do it. Even if you said I was the most beautiful girl in the world, like he did. Sorry, brah. Would you be bold enough to just ask a girl to take her shirt off, though? Really? Wow. Would you be bold enough to ask me to do it? I didn't think so. Wait, you answered that awfully quick. Why wouldn't you ask me to take my shirt off? Okay, yes, obviously I'm your sister, but like, tits are tits, right? Guys want to see them. So why do you want to see mine? Fine, I'll change the subject. Going back to the movie, I get why her brother is so into her. I mean, like, she's really cute in a 1970s virgin kind of way, and her character is ridiculously innocent and sweet. Ugh. That's what guys really want, isn't it? Is that why, like, no guys like me? I'm so fucking weird. I love horror and serial killers. I swear too much. I get all shy around most guys, and I'm not pretty. Shut up. I'm serious. Don't make fun. Okay, then. If I'm so pretty, why wouldn't you ask me to take my shirt off? Yes, I am back on that subject. It bothers me. You obviously don't really think I'm sexy if you never even tried to look at me with my shirt off or in the shower or whatever. Oh yeah, if you really think I'm hot, then do it. Ask me to take my shirt off right now. I dare you. I double dog dare you. Oh. You did it. You asked me to take my shirt off. I didn't expect that. What do you mean you don't have to do it? Are you backing out? Well, neither am I. And a dare is a dare, right? So I have to do it because dare law. There. Yeah. So, this is me without my shirt. And these are my tits. Do you like them? You're being really quiet. And you're staring at me so intensely. No, you don't have to look away. I guess I don't mind if it's you staring. No one has ever looked at me like that before. You aren't faking it, you're really into me. Yes, you are, at least in a physical way. I'm close enough that I can feel what's going on in your pants. Shit, I'm not accusing you of being creepy. You're not like the guy in the movie at all. You're sweet and smart and kind and handsome, and you always have time for me and you support me when I need you. You're like the perfect guy. Oh, jeez, I made it weird. I always make it weird. I'm sorry. No, I'm a creeper. That's the real truth. I love these nights because there's no one else around and I get my big brother all to myself. I can cuddle with you and be close to you and pretend. I can pretend that I'm your girlfriend. Pretty and popular and not your weird, awkward little sister. God, I never mean to go this far or tell you any of this. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be this on you, but... Hey, what are you doing? You're a... fuck. Don't stop. I mean, I never expected you to actually feel my tits, but I'm not complaining. I love having your hands on me. I thought you would have figured that out by now. Yeah, when we wrestle or whatever, it gets me so hot. That's why I'm such a little brat sometimes. Or take your stuff. I run away and you chase me, and for just a moment all of your attention is on me, and then you catch me, God, you pin me down and tickle me, and sometimes if you're not paying attention, you get really hard, and fuck, when that happens, I get really wet. To go back to my room and fuck, I have a vibrator. I don't know if you've heard it at night. I get a lot of use after movie nights. Being this close to you, cuddling you, listening and laughing at your dumb jokes all night, receiving all this affection and attention from you. That's like edging me all fucking night. And then I go back to my bedroom and tell myself the rest of the story. The stuff that didn't happen between us, but that I want so fucking bad. You can't know what that is. I mean, it's really shameful. No, I can't tell you. That's too embarrassing. Hey, what are you doing with your hand? It's going down over my stomach. Inside my panties to my... Oh, fuck. Sorry, I know. I don't want to wake anyone. I just... Oh, God. I wasn't expecting you to start touching my pussy. Oh, fuck, you're good at this. Wait, why did you stop? Oh, my God, you can't be serious. You won't start again until I tell you my fantasy? Fine, Jack. Just touch me while I talk, please. Oh, fuck, that's it. Yeah, like that. I always fantasize about being a girlfriend. So, like movie nights, like dates. Oh, like we're both busy during the week, but we make time for each other because we love each other. Oh. Oh, God, this is embarrassing. I imagine that after the movie ends, we start to make out. Yeah, like that. Oh, fuck. No fair. And then you start to fill me up like you are now, and I look you right in the eyes, like I am now, and I say, I love you, because I do. I love you way more than you know, and you get this intense look in your eyes, and fuck, you pick me up, like that, and you carry me to my room, or your room, and take me, please take me to your room, take me. You just threw me in your bed. That was fucking hot. Pull my jeans off, please. And my panties. Fuck you. You must have felt something too, to be this fucking fierce. That feels good. It feels good to be wanted by the man you love. Oh, finger me, please, finger me. Oh, God, oh, your fingers are so, so thick. Oh, I'm so fucking lucky, God. Oh, feel my body while you finger me. Anywhere, touch me anywhere you like, I'm yours. Oh, I'm smaller than you. Oh, you can just think of me as your little fuck doll. To touch or use any way you want. Oh, you want to put your fingers in my mouth? Okay. Do you like that? I'll suck your cock later if you want. Oh, fuck. Oh, I wasn't ready for two fingers. Oh, I'm fine. Oh, this is so, nothing is wrong. I'm just feeling lots of things and experiencing what I've fantasized about for a very long time. Okay. Can I see your cock, please? You can stop fingering me. I want your cock. I want to see it and touch it, and I want to make you come. Yeah, oh wow, it's, sorry, I lost my train of thought. I need you to tell me what to do. I know, like, what happens, but I've never done anything before, and I don't know what you like. I mean, you could fuck my mouth, or my ass, although I don't know if that would hit or not, or you could take my virginity. Okay, so you really want to fuck me? Yeah, I want you to fuck me. Was that too enthusiastic? Did I come off like a slut? Well, maybe I am your little slut. How do you want me? On my back? Okay, like this? Legs spread. Wider? I'm so flexible. Oh my God. Oh, I'm okay. It's just when I see your cock next to my little pussy, I have no idea how that thing's gonna fit inside me. Don't laugh. I'm small. No, please don't put it away. It's so. You'll be gentle, right? I mean, at first you'll put it in slowly. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yeah, just, oh, fuck that. Oh, wow. You really stuck your cock in your little sister, didn't you? Oh, sorry. Sorry. I just couldn't help myself. Oh, that's so not fair. Oh, I've never had anything like this inside of me. Oh, just my fingers, and it's not the same. I really think I could case this. I'm gonna be addicted to my big brother's cock, aren't I? Fuck, this is so wrong and hot, and I never want it to end. Oh, I just want you to stay here with me and fuck me all night. Oh, just fill me over and over, oh, and over again. Oh, why did you stop? Oh, you want me to roll over? Oh, okay. On all fours, like this. Alright. Oh, wow, that's different. I can arch my back more, like this. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm fine. I just. Oh, wow, that's intense. He went deeper than I thought you would, and you're not small. Fuck. Oh, yeah, fuck. Oh, you're ruining other men for me. You know that, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, no other guy is gonna fuck me like this, so. Oh, love me the way you do. Grab my hips. Like that, just go as hard as you need to. I'm serious, I'm close, but I really want you to come. I need you to come and meet and use me and make me your girlfriend. Fuck yes, fuck. Oh, I feel you filling me. I feel you coming. I know the whole virginity thing is kind of bullshit, but I feel different. I feel relaxed and safe in your arms. I know we can't sleep together like this tonight, but God, I wish we could. Doesn't that feel right? Or is that just me being crazy? I'm glad it just isn't me. But, well, I know you're more experienced. So I'll do my best to keep you satisfied whenever we're alone. I'm serious. Whenever you want me, just tell me. Or better yet, just use me. I'm going to be the best girlfriend you've ever had. Middle of the night when you get home in the afternoon, you can even just take me out in your car somewhere and fuck me. I really mean it. Good. I want you to train me so well that you'll never need another girl again. I want to be the best little slutty sister I can for you. I love you too. Good night.